Yeah, I mean, former UN ambassador Nikki Haley does seem to have found a lot of success in this race, or I guess success as it's defined in coming second to Donald Trump. Meryl, I know that you followed Haley around. You've been talking to her voters. Now, what is the presentation and argument that Haley is trying to make, and what do voters tell you about why they like Nikki Haley?
Nikki Haley has her stump speech down really well, and she starts off by talking about what she's done in South Carolina. She compares herself to Trump in a way where she says, you know, she offered stability to South Carolina, and she says, like, no more drama, no more chaos, our country needs to move on. But she's still careful to also praise Trump and say that he was a great president at the right time, but that she can offer this new young vision of what America could look like. And when I've talked with voters after she speaks about how they felt about her, I have noticed that people who are on the fence really tend to lean into her after she's done speaking. So she is persuasive in her town halls, and they like how she answers questions. And even what's interesting, oh, that's so funny, Vivek's bus is driving by me right now.
Yeah, we should say you're in the car right now, literally on the road, right?
I am in Marion, Iowa, sitting in the parking lot of a church where there was just a Trump surrogate event with Ben Carson, and I see Vivek's bus drive by. So that's just the sights of Iowa.
Oh, that's too funny. Okay, but back to Nikki Haley. Meryl, I know that you actually met some college students visiting Iowa, and you talked to some of them, including Jack Szabo, about why they're supporting Haley.
It was very interesting to run into college students that have been going to these events. Some universities, like Duke University, have these programs where they take kids to actually see what the caucus looks like and hear from candidates. And I ran into them at an Asa Hutchinson event. So I got to ask them how their trip's been and who they've been talking with and who they like and dislike. And they, as people who lean Democratic, interestingly, most identified with Nikki Haley's message.